Well, Steve, what a thrilling return to League One that was for you.
Yeah, it was. The good, the bad and the ugly, I think. You know, our defender wasn't good at times, and we've come away from home and we've dominated for large spells, and, you know, a lot of people around the country will see we've got a last-minute equaliser, but I think if we'd have left here with nothing, it would have been a travesty. I'm not going to talk about decisions. I'm not going to talk about penalties not being given. He gives one against us. We think it's a penalty. We, you know, Richard thinks it's slightest of contact, but that means a penalty. And who knows what he sees at the other end. The whole ground thinks it's a penalty. Even the Martians up in Mars looking down think it's a penalty. But the man at Martyr didn't think it's a penalty. I'm no questioning his integrity. I just think he must have been 6 feet, four defenders between him, although I didn't see any myself.
Your side were 2-0 down after just 8 minutes and showed great fight to be able to get into it. But what did you put that little spell down to at the beginning? A bit of rustiness, a bit of nerves, anything like that?
No, bad defending. You know, individual bad defending. And but we'll go back on the training ground and we'll work on that. You know, we're not going to castrate players after a poor 20 minutes. I think all bar that 20 minutes, I think we've got a foothold in the game. We're unfortunate to be behind at half-time. We give a penalty away, and we're not complaining too much about that, but we'll have a look at it. And but for not to give us a penalty, it's a travesty. But we've got a lot of good characters in the camp, you know. I drive them with passion and commitment every day, and they've responded. But they responded last season, and they'll respond again this season.
You seemed to go 4-4-2 for a large part of the second half, and it seemed to pay off. You were piling on the pressure for the final 30 minutes.
Well, I think it was 4-2-4 myself. That was the instruction. Listen, we know we're going to lose games, and we know sometimes, you know, for example, Crewe might have broken and scored a goal, and it would have looked the opposite. But we, you know, when we're behind, we're going to go and chase. We're not going to sit in and hope to get a 90th minute equaliser. We're going to go and attack, and I think we've done that with some quality, and, you know, we've had 8 or 9 good chances today. And but there's been a lot of positives. We've scored 3 goals away from home. We looked as if we could score every time we went forward, so that's a positive. And I think second half, for large, for 43 minutes, we've defended really well, and I think the only efforts I've had a go is two efforts that I could have saved from 25 yards that have trickled into the keeper. So, or not, they've not been in our box, and I think their goalkeeper will be very tired tonight.
Worrell and Brindley were the two debutants you named on your side. What did you make to their performances today?
Yeah, I think they worked hard. You know, it wasn't just Worrell's day today. He's made some great runs first half. He was just half a yard just away from making a good ball, a magical ball. And we decided to change it. You know, we've got young Kieran who's been flying. Tubbs we need to get game time into. But it was always the plan to give him, well, it was probably the plan to give him half an hour, probably give him a little bit longer than that. He'll benefit from that. And, you know, but I thought my team played with some real character, some real cohesion, some real dignity, and they're rewarded just what is a special travelling support. You know, they're not just the ones travelling, the ones at home, they're a special support to us, and they get behind us, and, you know, my feelings are for them on the trip home. That third goal is worth them making the journey after. Probably, as you say, at 9 minutes, they're thinking why they come, but they've got to know what this team's about, and they're about a lot of character, but there's a lot of hard work to happen in the training ground. But we, you know, the reality of League One is we need to part this now. We've come to a difficult venue. We need to put it behind us, learn from it. We've got a break for the cup tie, and then we've got a huge game against Preston next Saturday. And so every game is a great game for us.
We knew ahead of the game Daniel Nardiello was possibly a doubt. Didn't make the match day squad. How close did he come?
Yeah, he came close. You know, he's trained for the last couple of days, and, you know, but, you know, you have to train more than a couple of days to be in our group. You know, it was even a question of whether we put Tubbs on the bench today, because he's trained for 8 or 9 days now, but his match time has been limited, but we put him on there, and he had a chance today that we man would almost stick in the net as well. So we've had a lot of pluses on that side, but, you know, we're freshening up again for Tuesday, and we know it's going to be tough in a huge cup tie against Sheffield Wednesday. And a bounce in New York, and we look forward to it. We've just got to make sure that we get some recovery into the players, and they get the fluids, and they eat well between now and then, and we're freshening them up, and we're ready to go for another big game. But it's great to be back playing football.
And also the search for players continues. I know you probably want to add one more.
Yeah, in an ideal world we would, but I'm not going to nominate thinking about adding new players. I'm going to nominate to analyse, you know, bad defending at stages in the first half, and then the opposite of that, some fantastic attacking play. This is a crew side that are quite resolute here and don't give a lot away. We shredded them at times today, we shredded them. And if we'd have scored 6 here today, it would have been justice to the chances we made, but we never. But if you concede sloppy goals, you're always giving yourself an uphill battle, and that's what we've done.